How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
Custom 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba po di ba ha da woo da si sa.
Do the twins. A ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
Hey, Darce, we don't need drama. There's no drama anymore. There's no drama with the pageant. I don't need drama with Georgie. I'm over it.
Strong. Be strong. Be strong, bitch. Just be strong.
You had so much power when you were in Turkey. I want you to stay in that power. You lost some of your power.
Y'all. Oh, sorry, God. I had to start with that. Y'all, this is Poodle, and I am here with the one, the only Mary Payne Gilbert. Mary Payne Gilbert, which
hey.
Is the way I have to say your name.
Yeah,
from Pink Shade. And she, as you know, Mary Payne and Aaron cover this show as well on their Patreon. We're talking about Darcy and Stacey, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And so she knows the world of DNS quite well. I assume you've seen her from the beginning since her before.
We have been Darcy fans from the beginning. I have a script on my wall from when she left Jesse in the cab. You never loved me.
Oh.
I've got that. I've got all sorts of Darcy paraphernalia. I am here for Darcy. I'm a fan of Darcy. I root for Darcy. I root for her strength, her love, her power, her standing in her power, all of it. All of it. I love her.
I've thought about this a lot. I love her too, but and I love her for her complete failures, and she gets up again.
Yes.
And so there is a level of resilience there. And I've thought about what is it that we love about her so much. And I my theory is that we all have a little bit of Darcy inside.
Oh, sure.
I do.
But
insecure.
When I was in high school, yeah.
Oh, I think we were all Darcy in high school.
Yeah.
We were all, sadly, she just hasn't gotten much better.
Bless her.
And last episode had something where one of the funniest moments and kind of meta moments where Daddy Silva, who all our listeners are like obsessed with, and they all want to bang him.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to bang him, but I think he's a wonderful father figure.
He is.
Yeah.
Our listeners want to bang him.
Oh, okay.
Well, they really do. Well, all of them are dick pigs, Mary Payne. So
oh.
they're out there to get any dick all the time.
Oh my God. Well, I'm clutching my pearls. That is horrible.
I know. Welcome to our show.
Upsetting.
So they, but he said, now remember, Darcy, saying you need to be empowered and strong woman, you actually have to feel it inside. She's like, yeah. right.
You know, what's interesting, Kate Casey has pointed this out on her podcast, that Darcy and Stacey talk in home good signs. They talk in word art. It's like, be strong.
Oh, yeah.
Eye on the prize. You know, pull yourself
up. It's all Instagram posts.
It's Instagram.
They don't mean anything.
Meme of the day. They see it. They go, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, they're great.
And it has something to do with that aspirational life for them. And I think the thing about Darcy and Stacey is what makes us so obsessed, for me anyway, is they are kind of in on the joke, but most of the time they're not.
Yes.
And they don't really get that how ridiculous what they're saying is, especially Darcy. I think Stacey's a little more aware sometimes.
Yes.
But Darcy is just unaware of how she comes off.
They added a new word last year, and it's trickled into this year, which is snatched. And they have the men saying it now. Like, what do you think about my new look? Well, I think you look just snatched, and I can tell that you're strong. Like, they're Florian, like, we just say strong, power, and snatch.
Yes. And Florian goes, you look snatched, Stacey.
you look better? Good. It's good, okay?
It's good, boo-boo. I love them because they're clowns. And bring it on. Mary Payne, tell me, you were talking about you guys have kind of revamped your Patreon.
We have.
Tell us a little bit about it.
What a fun journey that was. So we had two Patreons, and now we've combined them, and it's just called Pink Shade Bunkies. Before it was called Hey Bunky, which was Aaron and I's original project we did together when we each had separate podcasts before COVID hit, and we decided we just want to talk to each other. So it's called Pink Shade Bunkies, and I've been really proud of the Bunkies because I was trying to constantly send them alerts like, this is happening. Please help me. Please go with me on the journey. And everybody has been so great. And so like, this seems like it's been a total nightmare. I'm like, it has been a total nightmare.
Yeah.
I still owe people money because like Patreon won't give it to me. Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But having said that, it's really fun. So we are covering Darcy and Stacey and The Single Life Season 2, which is over on Discovery Plus. We're covering
The Trolls.
We are covering that and
you guys do Love During Lockup.
We do 90 Day and Love During Lockup on our main feed. Uh-huh. Love During Lockup is it's just something. When you think it couldn't get worse.
Gorgeous. Hello? Is this Hottie? Oh, is this BB? Hold on, my hand's in a patient right now. My hand's in a dead body. Let me call you right back.
I mean, some of it is so scripted. So this guy, Max, on Love During Lockup.
Oh,
so they
yeah.
say, Max, Washington, D.C. I'm like, I know exactly where your house is. It's 4 blocks from here. He lives in Alexandria. They keep shooting him, and he's in my town in Alexandria.
Shut up.
And then if you go on his Instagram, it shows he lives in Arlington, like in a high rise. So so he put on there like, I get it. People hate me. They think I look like Voldemort. I get it. Ask me anything. So I was like, why do you say you live in Arlington and your Chiron says Washington, D.C., but you live in Old Town? And he wrote back, you'll see on the show. I go, no, that really wasn't the answer. So why does he say that?
You're like, no, I'm not playing with you to give you a teaser.
No. And he said, oh, I can't tell. So I can't tell you because it's on the show. I go, no, you're not. Come on.
I made the mistake of calling him a pseudo normie, a normal person. And of course, all of our listeners went, fuck, no, he's not. This is he's also an escort. Nothing wrong with that. Do your thing if you're an escort. But, he also does fetish videos with the girl that he was OnlyFans with. Who, y'all, she wants to fuck him so bad. She wants to be in a relationship with him. So
she does fuck him for money.
She does fuck him
on the OnlyFans. Yeah. And I think the whole thing, honestly, we're not here to talk about this show, but I think the whole thing is completely fake. The two of them decided to go on the show. He found, quote, an inmate, but this is really his girlfriend. And they don't live at this place in Old Town, but their building in Arlington was too classy to let him film there.
This is not even tinfoil hat, and I think that's close to probably what's happening.
Yeah, it's totally fake. He walked in the house and goes, hey, how's it going? Have you made me dinner? Hope there's some protein in there. Will you get that zit on my back? Because the sea breeze didn't work that you laid on it this morning. It's awful.
No, that's some roid zits on his back.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I was like, you do 45 minutes on your face, but nothing on your back.
Yeah, like, just a dry brush.
Yeah.
Just something. Yeah.
It's y'all, but if you don't watch it, I would tell you it's one of the best shows on television for all the wrong reasons. So it's Love During Lockup is definitely worth it. Anyway, just a couple of quick announcements about us. Y'all, we have New York City live shows coming up next week. They are the 28th and 29th of January at the Gramercy Theater. And Saturday night's close to being sold out. We've got maybe 20 or 30 tickets left.
Wow.
Friday night, we still do have tickets. It's kind of our overflow night. So get your tickets there. You guys, I'm already working on the opening number, the musical number.
Do you change it each time?
Yes, unfortunately.
Really? Okay.
We do our theme song, but we're going to do a number specifically geared toward the town that we're in.
Okay.
Like Judy Garland would do in the old times. Now, it's going to get harder, I think, when we have towns like Seattle, because there's not a lot of songs about Seattle.
There's a Space Needle. There's grunge. That's
it. Yeah, I could just pull. It's a Nirvana medley.
Okay.
And in a musical theater style. I think I just gave away my medley for Seattle.
DC, please don't sing about politicians, because we don't want to hear about
it. No, we're not. It's going to be a patriotic medley. Okay, and we're trying to figure out how dirty to be, because we don't want to offend everyone.
Well, that's a good rule of life, Jake.
It's hard for us. Anyway, so y'all come see it. And the night before, we're going to be presenting at the Crappies with Watch What Crappens with Ben and Ronnie. We're also doing a little musical number there. I'm sworn to secrecy about that.
Okay, I've got my online ticket for the Crappies.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Yeah. It's always a fun night. You guys, if you don't have tickets for that, it's Thursday, the 27th. I don't know exactly where it is. I can lift the link in the show notes. But we're very excited. Get your tickets for Friday, y'all. It's going to be a really good time. I can already tell you now that we have invited some special guests. We're hoping they show.
Okay.
I can't say right now, but Maddie would kill me actually. The other thing is, we have some other guests. This is me doing Darcy and Stacey with Mary Payne, and I just did Before the 90 with Kyle from of Kim and Kyle from Craig, from Reality Cray Cray or Night A Cray Cray. And on Thursday, or you'll probably get it on Friday, I have Below Deck / Summer House / Bravo recap with Ryan Bailey of It's So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey.
He's coming on our podcast this week as well to talk only about Housewives. Ryan Bailey, I don't think he sleeps.
He doesn't. He does so much.
He's the hardest working man in podcasting, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's also the gayest straight man that I know.
For sure. Totally.
And he's hot.
It's cute. He is cute.
Anyway, so, and you guys, again, I think, you know, I've got guests this week. Maddie's dealing with the health of his father. And so things are, if you have spare thought today, think about him, think about his dad. Maddie will be back soon. But right now we're doing what we can. And you're going to get a lot of poodle this week. Let's just say that. Probably too much.
Because
there is a certain amount that's enough. As all of my exes have said, there is enough. Thank you.
Never enough for me. I love it for today.
Exactly. Let's jump in. And this is called Pageant. This is episode 2, Darcy and Stacey, Pageant Mom Drama. All right, you guys. So Darcy has got the girls. Don't you love these girls? They're the coolest girls. You have a daughter.
I do.
Was your daughter ever this cool?
Yes, my daughter is very cool. She's very cool. And, you know, like a little too cool.
Yeah.
But she's not as nice to me as these girls are to their mom. These girls are very nice, and they sort of poke fun at their mom, but they love her. My daughter's just flat out. Yeah, my daughter's just flat out mean to me. Yeah. She's a teenager, so I'm stupid.
I think that's very normal.
Yes.
I was shitty to my parents.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was 12 or 13 where I only communicated in eye rolls and sighs.
Wow, you cranked that up early, 12 and 13?
Oh, I was a terrible, terrible, resentful child.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, these girls are nice teenagers to their mother. And it might be because they don't see her that often. They're around Daddy Mike a lot more. They're around their dad a lot more. I don't know what it is, but they are very tolerant of her being nice.
Yes. They are. So, y'all, they're shopping. Shop till we drop. And Darcy is very excited about being a pageant mom because that would be the best pageant mom in the world.
This is the role she's been born to play.
Oh, she even says, she's like, I've always kind of been a pageant mom. And she's like, and my favorite things, the girl's like, you need to get like a mom dress. And Darcy's like, what? Wait, I don't know what that
she's
is.
Like, I'm getting a pageant dress too? Oh, are you shopping for me? Oh, I can't wait. What dress am I getting? And they're like, it's not about you, mom. Yeah.
And I liked it when they're like, we want people to pay attention to me. And Darcy's like, of course, I want people to pay attention to me. I mean, you. I mean, me. I mean, I don't know. What am I? Pretty bird.
I think that Annika said it best when she said, you know, if my mom gets in the aisles and makes a fool of herself and gets kicked out, I will not be surprised. Yeah.
I wouldn't either. It's very on brand.
Bless her.
I'm really loving Darcy being a pageant mom, though. And so the girls are saying that later on they're talking. And she's like, well, I should tell you girls that. Oh, Daddy Silva comes up. Can't forget that. Saunters up in his way. And he's like, she's like, so I just got to tell the girls that Georgie and I are going to try to work things out. Again, probably not. I'm not a parent. I know it's shocking that I know of. It is shocking that it is almost like Darcy's bringing this man in these girls' lives back and forth and back and forth. And
yeah,
I think now they're just used to it at this point. So I think if they were younger, it'd be harder. But when the girls were younger, they had Jesse around. Remember the awful episode with Steak on the Bias?
Yes. And before that, before she got on the show, I believe she always had younger. I mean, I think even her ex-husband and Stacey's as well is a younger man from another country. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's their jam, and that's great. But I think, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of on Before the 90 Days with Jimena and the little boys, and they're being like, this is the nicest man she's ever brought around. He seems fine. And you're like, what have these kids?
That broke my heart.
These kids have
well,
seen some stuff.
Remember, the ones who they've known before were the hitman who cut off people's fingers. And so.
So Mike looks great in comparison.
But don't fart. Because you can be a hitman, but don't fart. I got a real problem with that.
Yeah, I think that these girls they're just so like, that's our mom. What can we do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too. So she's, Darcy's practicing her pageant walk and she looks like an emu. Just trying to, big old legs, moving her body in strange ways.
So top heavy, you know, top heavy with those and that short waist. And remember when they were in Turkey, they were explaining like, we have the short waist, and so the boobs are so big. And I was like, right. So if the boobs were smaller, you wouldn't look like you're going to topple over at all times.
I think, and that's their, they say, that's our look.
But it wasn't always their look. It's their new look.
It wasn't always, and it's a shame that I wish a doctor could say, but maybe they won't listen. A doctor could say, maybe we don't because you're actually going to fall over from gravity.
Right.
From this, but I don't think they're going to doctors who are going to be to level with them like that.
I love the dad was like, more swaying, more swaying. And then she just looked like she was having a seizure.
I know.
And Annika's like, oh my God, please stop, sit down. Our salads are here.
God bless. Our salads are here. So she's like, so I got to tell you about Georgie and I. You know, it's so nice because we're going to like, it's nice to see you and and Annika and Aspen and Dad. And like, it's nice that like we're having these family times and like you're going to go off to college and have relationships. She starts narrating about how things are, which is one of her favorite things to do.
They're 16 and 14. They've got a few years.
Yes, yeah. They're 16. And she's like, you could get boyfriends. And Dottie said, that reminds me. So Georgie and I are talking, you know, how do I say this? We're just talking. We're talking. That's all you need to know.
And she wants to move back in. She's like, I need to move back over to the house with you guys so right. we can have the apartment, which is the whole thing is so strange that she lives in that apartment with him and her kids live in the big house with Mike, but Mike won't allow men to live there. So Darcy is and I'm like, this has all to do with Mike's like, you're not going to mess up my floor with those cameras. Get out
totally.
Of here. Get out of here with that. This shit.
And also Mike controls everything that goes in on in his house and everybody knows that. And there's no way that Georgie will be there if they're not like Florian. It was probably hard enough to get Florian in there,
but he was
after
barely,
they were married.
Yeah, he was barely there. That was after they were married, and then they like got married in that almost hotel room fire with that guy. Yeah,
that oh god, that was. And we think Daddy Silva is a hired killer from
sure.
China.
For
he's
sure.
murdered a lot of people.
He just goes away and comes back. And they're like, where were you? He's like, you don't need to know. He's like, you were gone for 6 months. Yes.
Don't look at the blood on my shoes.
That's fine. That's good. That's good.
It's good. Right. He can kill someone with the pinky.
Maybe he dated Jimena.
Exactly. Maybe. So Stacy, they keep saying, Darcy keeps saying, no drama. No drama at all. And you're like, famous last words. You know, Stacy and Florian are doing their normal, really uncomfortable boo-boo-boo routine where they're getting coffees. And she's like, no, I want you, boo-boo. I want you to have sex.
It's so weird. He's like, she's like, when you say I'm soft, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean
oh,
I'm soft?
Oh, she's like.
And he's like, soft, like, I don't know, like kitty cat. She's like, yeah, kitty cat. Oh, yeah. You like it?
Like
I'm
cream.
Dessert. I'm dessert. What am I? Whipped cream?
Whipped cream and cherries.
Robin, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm like, girl, simmer down.
It is a whole lot to listen to sometimes. So she comes in there and she's always been, even though she's the younger sister, she's the Darcy advocate, she's the heavy. Mm-hmm. And so she comes in, it's like, they're so cold to Georgie. They're picking up stuff to get Darcy stuff to take it back to Daddy Silva's house. And Stacy's like, well, don't let Sierra get hurt. You know, I'm going to have to speak up. I have to say something. And Florian's like, just be kind. Be softer.
Be chill. Softer. You be chill. Be
no,
chill.
I'm going to be a mama bear. I'm going to be a mama bear. So she immediately starts in. She's like, I don't get it. What are your intentions with Darcy? And now we get back to, she's like, you're just going to go back to fighting. And you're living here rent free. Because for Stacy, remember, it's all about her sister being financially exploited by
yes.
these men.
Yes, yes.
And because it's, in a way, Stacy sees it as part of her brand. And they're always sisters who are going to be jealous on how much the dad gives one the money. Or yeah. And so that's just them. And she's like, you know, you don't have any money. He's like, actually, I do. I was giving massage in Virginia. And she's like, that's interesting.
That's just not true. That, you're just lying. You're lying. I was like, oh my God. Just let him say what he wants to say. Get the shit and get out of there. She's like, Flo, you got the list, Flo? I was like, oh, are we calling Florian Flo now? Is that what
we are? And I don't love it. It's no. I just think of the waitress on Alice, Kiss My Grits.
Yeah, I think of Kiss My Grits, and then of course I also think of Flo
Progressive.
From Progressive. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
God, that woman is rolling in it. I'm proud for her, but Jesus, I think to myself, those kind of commercial deals come around once in a lifetime.
She'll never be able to do anything else, but that's fine. She's
Ever.
Got free insurance for life.
She's fine. She's fine. So Darcy and the girls, they're getting there. It's the first day. And at one point, Aniko is walking in, and Aniko and Asim are both gorgeous girls.
They are.
They're, and you see her walking, and Stacy, like a prehistoric bird, goes, "Why are you doing? You better do that. Why are you doing that?" It just screeches.
It was screeching the second time. I watched it two times. The second time, I was like, "Whoa!" That just like blew out my ears. I was like, whoa, simmer down, jeez.
It's like the missing link of the dinosaurs and birds make that sound.
She's like, oh my God. And she looks great. I mean, she really looks great. And, you know, yeah. She wants to do pageants. God bless.
Aniko. And they're like, Mom, take it down a notch. Take a notch. And she's like, your voice, the girls say, your voice lingers. She's like, lingers? My voice lingers? What do you mean? What do you mean my voice lingers? Like, my voice carries? And Darcy, I'm going to say this, if you're listening, your voice carries.
Yeah, and Stacey's like doing her hand like, just take it down. Take it down. Just take it down. Be a little loud.
Darcy, take it down. Take it down. And then, so they're talking about the pageant coach comes in, which this was the fakest thing in this episode because I don't know what she was wearing. It looked like something from the Meredith Marks collection.
She's always in a bedazzled fake Chanel suit. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're basically the pageant coach whose name is, did I get this wrong? Brittany. Cause of course it is.
I was thinking Tanya, but go ahead.
Yeah. It's, you know, and she's like, so you need to be memorable and you're going to like go say hello to everyone and you're going to just be so confident. And come on, we're going to do some little shots. And they're like, oh, can we go? And Darcy's like, no, sorry, no mom's allowed. Huh? Get no chopped liver, huh? Yeah. Oh, well.
They're like curling her hair at a bar. I was like, what? I'm so confused. Yes.
It's weird. I feel like as well that this is bargain basement pageant. I'm sure the Miss Teen is probably better than this. But did you ever do pageants, Mary Payne? You're in the deep south.
Now look
you
at had me. To now come on. Now, I'm cute, but I'm not that cute. No, I never did a pageant. I had a full anxiety attack on my wedding day, and my mother had to get out her her pills from her purse and just pour them out on the table and be like, "Take one
here, honey. Take one of my pills."
My friend, who's a pharmacist, was like, "Hold on." And went through them. I was like, she's got a lot of different levels of Xanax. Let's find the lowest one. Because I don't know. I don't want people to look at me. Nope.
I just take whatever one I feel like.
That one works.
But it's in the South, pageant culture is alive and well.
Yeah, yes.
For a while, Maddie and I talked about a side venture where we were just pageant coaches.
Sure.
For people. Yeah. And he did that, I know, for one of his friends. He coached her. He's told the story many times. And I was music director for a pageant once. Wow. in my hometown, where I played and played fun. The songs that the girls sang. But it's a real, it's a very important cultural thing. I'm sure it is other places in the U.S., but pageants in the South are everything.
Yeah, my cousin had her daughter was in tons of pageants and stuff, and yeah. now she's like that cheerleader thing, which is like a different kind of pageant. Yeah,
that's a different thing. Yeah, it's and it's different than the kid pageants, like Toddlers and Tiaras, where
yes.
you're not really winning. I think you can win money, but usually the teen are scholarship competitions.
Right. Yes. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, and this is Miss Teen Connecticut.
Miss Connecticut,
right?
Teen, yeah, or whatever. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, so they are, I thought this too, they're, you know, of course they're, because it's COVID, they're wearing masks. And I'm thinking, that's gotta be hard to do a pageant in a mask. Cause you can't smile and you can't, yeah. you can smize, I guess, but it's hard to be memorable.
She took those amazing headshots and stuff. So I don't know if they had to like put her headshot up and then she walks across the stage with a mask.
She just wears the headshot on her dress.
This is what it looks like under here. I promise. Take my word for it.
Looks like. So, and I just wrote down too. Aniko is just such a natural when she's taking the photos. She's watching her. She's been watching mom and her aunt long enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've seen those girls' Instagrams. It's like a professional does them.
Of course,
it's so much better than Darcy's and Stacy's.
Oh, well, they're teenagers, so they have the skills. It's like I said, my daughter the other day was talking about something about dropping and adding a class. And she's like, oh, I was trying to go on the computer and I couldn't figure it out. I go, come on. It's like, you're 18. You know how to do it. Don't make me try to have to go in there and figure it out. Come on. They know how to do all that stuff.
She could embezzle money from a Fortune 500 company.
For sure. She just didn't want to have to do with it. It was a pain in the ass.
So Stacy, she's like, so I know that's not a ghost day, but can't talk about Georgie. I went there, talked about this, and she's like, gotta say that he told me that he was doing massages while we were in Turkey. And Darcy does this thing that it's in between I'm smelling a skunk and a small stroke. She just kind of goes.
She did that same face when she heard the rumors that he said that they were American trash. She's like,
yes.
What?
Huh? Give me trash.
So she got like a quick punch to the stomach. Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
And she's like, this, I guess we need to figure this out. And of course, because therapy's always worked out so well for these two in the past, mm-hmm. or they've never been to therapy at the same time. I think Darcy's seen a therapist and she went one time and she was cured. Remember?
She went to that woman's living room and was like, she saved me. Yeah. But she needs to be going every day. She needs to go every day. Yeah.
We've often thought, because, you know, Matt is a therapist and I've been a life coach for a long time. And we're thinking, how long would we tell Darcy that it would take for her to work on? I'm like, it would take.
Achieve some goals.
3 weekly sessions and 4 years. And it would take, she would need a one person on retainer to answer all her calls. You would need to. Yeah, it's
and once she opens that Chardonnay bottle, it's gonna be all night.
Why doesn't he love me? Why doesn't he love me?
It's gonna be all night on the phone. Yeah.
So we're gonna get into this therapy session, but first we're gonna take a little breaky break. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Y'all, we need to talk about something. Before we talk about this therapy session, we need to talk about something even more importantly. Mary Payne got a puppy.
I do. I have a new puppy. And I was just telling you in a moment.
I've seen pictures of it and it's adorable.
A puppy come through because my husband has to go get his haircut. And so I said, just when you're leave to go get your haircut, the other dog will be fine, but the puppy can't be by herself. So you may see a puppy come in. And if you do,
no.
just enjoy it. She's delicious. She's a delicious little baby.
It's like a doodle, right?
Mini golden doodle.
Golden doodle. Basically, you have a new baby. That's the thing with a puppy. They can't do anything for themselves. They're adorable. Actually, puppies are much better than babies because puppies are just cuter than babies in general, I believe.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes. What's her name?
The new baby's name is Ginger.
Ginger.
She's really cute. And she's doing great. She gets in her little crate at night. And then in the middle of the night, if she needs to pee-pee, I take her into the bathroom, put her on her puppy pad. She goes pee-pee. We go right back. I put her right back in there, go right back to bed like it never happened. Yeah.
How is the older dog treating her?
Violet is okay. She's a little bit like, who's this bitch? I mean, she's a little bit like, but they are actually sisters. They have the same mother. So we don't know if Violet can sense that, but she doesn't like it because she'll be laying on the couch just doing her normal thing. And then the little baby comes up. And tries to jump up, and Violet will move her tail and look at her like, you can't get up here because the dog's too little. So it's going to be a sad day for Violet when Ginger is able to jump on the furniture and join her because she just goes somewhere to get away.
It's kind of like the Brady Bunch when Cindy was replaced by Cousin Oliver. Violet's no longer the adorable one. And then Cindy has all the attitude problems after that.
Well, I was the youngest child in my family, and so was my husband. So we feel for Ginger because she's the youngest now. Yeah, so we're like, Violet's just the mean older sister. But yeah, she still gets to sleep on the bed, and Ginger has to sleep in the crate. So she walks over to the crate like, I don't know what you did to get in there, but I'm sorry, you know.
I've
got my freedom.
That's Shawshank Redemptioning her. Right. So let's get into this therapy session. This is Amanda, the therapist. Now, I will say, this is much on a scale from, we talk about this, the therapy scale from 90 Day, on a scale from cheese sticks, Christian reparative therapy therapist, to from 90 Day, from cheese stick and Melissa.
Him. Yes.
To, we liked, who was the therapist we liked? There were a couple ones we liked. That Shane and Lacey went to on Lalu kind of bothered us.
Crazy.
Yeah, it looks like they were like in the basement of a church.
That was a production assistant. That was not a therapist.
You're right. She was young and she didn't seem to have credentials.
No.
But this woman, I feel like, knows what she's doing. She does a lot more listening than telling, which is always a great thing to know. I know with my therapist, the one thing I'd rather her, she knows that to let me finish talking and then to say, but why do you think this happens? And I'll go, that's a little much. And I'm like, just give me 10 more seconds. She's like, oh, okay. Because she's like, okay, need 10 more seconds to process that. Just need a little more time. I'm Darcy in my therapy sessions where I
start, sounds like it.
Yep.
It sounds like, it's okay.
Hold on. Need 10 seconds.
1 minute.
Yeah. But she's asking things. Darcy immediately starts in on, well, we're not really together, but, cause I need more consistency. I need more vulnerability from him and we have trust issues. And Georgie says her trust issues come from her past relationships. And Darcy says, no, that's all the past. I don't even think about the past anymore.
It was interesting that he sort of initially, I thought, tried to put it on her. Like,
that was shitty.
We are here because she has problems with past relationships and can't trust me at all. And I don't know why. I never do anything. I'm just perfect. And it's all her fault. And everything is because of her past relationships. And he says, well, it maybe sometimes I do too. I was like, maybe sometimes you do. And then she goes, well, he lied. He said he gave massages. He didn't give any massages. He lied.
It's, Sounds ridiculous. When and I understand this is, it's a very important thing, but it's the way she talks about it that she's like, massages. He said he was giving massages. He wasn't giving massages. I just know it's he like, wasn't giving massages.
Yeah, it's like he was going through and massaging people in the mall that didn't want it. It's not like he
does
had
this
massage,
feel good?
Massage therapy appointments. It was like, as a masseuse, he's just like, he was said he was giving massages. He's like, no, I don't give massages. I say yeah, no and, to massage.
And so it was interesting that he said, and Georgie said, I was being sarcastic. I didn't know what to say because she was emasculating me. Now, I understand what he's saying here. He does feel extremely worthless when he's not working.
Okay, well, he could do something about that.
That's true. He's a little, he is kind of a little fragile snowflake in some ways with his, and but I think it's his, I think he has a big ego. He's a big, especially coming from an Eastern European man, that mm-hmm. he should do. And weirdly, Florian has handled it better. Yes. A lot better. And so they, Georgie says, you know, I want to be proactive, so we don't do this. And she's like, I'm not your fucking sugar mama. Never gonna be a sugar mama. Sugar mama. Sugar mama. Sugar mama. They said that about 30,000 times last season.
She was ready to be like, don't forget sugarmama.com, sugarmama.net. You were on there looking when she was doing your taxes.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, sugarmama.com. What does that mean? Sugar mama. What? Now, when the therapist, when Amanda said, so who's the better listener? Neither one of them could even say anything because they both talk over one another and they both don't really listen to the other. And that was a moment that I feel like could have been seized on.
Yes.
But we had to immediately, Darcy's goes, I don't know. It just triggers me. And the therapist goes, trigger tango. And Darcy's like, trigger tango, trigger tango, trigger tango.
I thought that was interesting because when, like I said, I watched it twice. And the second time I kind of picked up on that pause they gave there. And I thought this would have been a really good thing to delve into. And I thought even like for myself in my own marriage, I was like, that's a great question. I wonder how I would answer that. Like, who's the better right. listener? It depends on the day. It depends on the issue, whatever. But with these two, it doesn't depend on the day and it doesn't depend on the issue. They're no one's ever listening to the other. They're just trying to be right all the time. Each of them.
That's what it is. And the therapist in her in the moment says their communication style is like a diamond. There's 10 different things happening, but they can only see one side. And she says, both of you tells Georgie and Darcy, both of you need communication, both of you need to work on these. And so maybe we can repeat back what the other is saying, which is a technique called mirroring, mm-hmm. Where you can say, I'm hearing that you're saying, I'm hearing now. I don't know if they actually went to do this. I actually don't think Darcy, it would be really hard for Darcy to do this because she's so not in the present. She's always in the past or she's always in the future. And yes. It'd be hard for her to either argue with him or I think he may be able to do it because he's a little bit more, even though he is cut off, he is Georgie. But Georgie finally says, I just don't feel heard. And there are some times when Darcy's moment, she just goes, hey. And Darcy starts
same thing
to cry.
It's that quick little, it's that little gut punch where she's like, yeah. She just looks like a cartoon character, like her face swells into itself. It's like, hurry up, what?
It is. It's that moment of,
she's just stunned that he said that, but she doesn't feel heard either. You know,
right.
I would love to see them practice this, like, okay. I heard you say that like you're hurt because you went to the grocery store and didn't ask me if I needed anything and you're mad that I spent $5 on mayonnaise. You know what I mean? That I would love to see them do this back and forth to see what would come of it, but it would devolve very quickly, I think.
I don't know if either of them would have the patience because they would say, I need to get into what's really happening. No, this is why you don't listen to one another because you have something you need to say and you're going to talk over him. And Georgie wants to ignore everything she's saying because it's all about exes in the past. And I treat you like a queen, blah, blah, blah. It's, and she just has this moment where she's like, this moment of vulnerability is really what I love about you.
Oh, because she was like, he just really opened up. He's being so vulnerable. This is going to be a new chapter. He's being very strong, showing me his power.
Turn the page. So the next scene, did you guys ever watch? We covered it on our Patreon, but it was a show on A&E called, was it A&E? No. Like maybe Lifetime. I can't remember. Marrying Millions, which we called Marrying Millions, like Rodney. The theme song.
Marrying Millions.
The theme song was played from Marrying Millions. It was like, but it sounded just like it.
Really?
From some terrible rights thing. The theme song was played right before the Florian and Stacey spa scene. It's like,
wow.
Go back and watch. Well, I swear to God, it sounds like the theme song for Marrying Millions.
Well, you have an ear for that. I wouldn't have picked up on
we,
that.
We have no idea if that show's coming back. Of course, Bill was accused of sexual assault. And we can all go, yep, sounds about right.
Shocking. What's her name? Noni said on an Instagram post, somebody wrote her about it. Like, when's the show coming back?
Of Noni
and Face Ferret guy.
Reese.
And she said, if one of our cast members wasn't a pedophile, we would have been back a lot sooner.
Shots fired. Yes.
Because she was like, yeah, he fucked it up for all of us. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're probably trying to find someone else but the show has been a hit. So it's going to keep going.
We loved it.
I pray Rodney and Desiree are back.
Yeah, that's some true love right there.
The past is the past is the past.
She wants to mur me, and I told my mom.
Destiny wants to mur me, but my mama don't like her. We always do the moment that I still think is my favorite moment of the whole series when they're having their therapy session with Dr. Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Jazz goes, Rodney, who's the queen? Is it Desiree or your mama?
And he's always like,
I know. And I in our reenactment, I went, which one of you motherfuckers told her to say that?
He would never speak that low.
He wouldn't.
He's good TV. Right. Another good old DC person that doesn't really live in DC. Nor does he own that lake house, which is really a river. Nothing.
You're coming with all the inside tea here. We did not know all this.
He kept going, this lake house. I was like, they're in Annapolis, which is on a river. A river. Why does he say lake house?
Like, oh, the lake house life. Oh, Rodney.
You don't own any of these homes. Shut up.
No, he seems like a faker. I just say bring back.
You think he likes girls? Because
No, he a queen. I will never probably see Kevin, the weirdo douche guy, with Katie again, or Caddy, as we called her. We hopefully we probably won't see Rick and what's her name, who talk like who could never unstop her voice, her nose.
Yes, Big Dick Rick and whatever her name was. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot her name. But yeah, and who knows, probably never Rick and Bree again. Probably never. Not Rick. What's his name?
I don't know. Bree? I'm trying to
think. The pedophile.
Bill Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Look him up, guys. Now, he's a real millionaire, like for real.
And the only other one was the guy who was so hot and his girlfriend. It's the puppy. Y'all, this is on a podcast. We're looking at the puppy, and the puppy is adorable. Oh my God.
Okay, sorry.
Your
husband's
cute. I told
you a puppy would be entering the photo.
Did you see
my husband?
Yes, your husband's cute.
I know, isn't he cute? He was trying to stay out of the frame.
Oh. No, my eyes always go to males immediately.
I could tell he was trying to like just put his arm in the picture.
While you're caressing your puppy, I'll continue this.
Yes.
So they are talking about, they're having their spa day, and it looks like Florian has never learned to swim, which completely tracks.
Hilarious. And that Florian, was so funny.
Florian, and she's like, you know how to dog paddle. Doggy paddle. No, you wear floaties. And then he went, you are my floatie. And I'm like, that's true. She has flotation devices.
She could lay on her back, and then he could lay across her stomach, and she could just kick her legs across the pool, and he would float. Yeah.
You would have been fine with the Titanic.
The floaties were hilarious. She was like, look what I got for you. I was like, oh, this is, that's just wrong.
I will say production really has fun with him. Mm-hmm. And they have totally rehabilitated his character because he was so, as being a cheater. And it's, I love what, Florian really makes the show more fun.
We love Florian. When he, they had that season when he would come on, and then when Darcy told Stacey that, you know, he'd had those videos with that girl, he's like, nobody likes Sneetchy. No Sneetchy.
No Sneetchy. No Sneetchy. No.
And they couldn't find him. And he was like sitting on the side of a parking lot. And I said, well, he is like a vampire. So I said, I think he's sitting on the side of that parking lot waiting for a woodland creature to come out so he could.
Yes,
he needed some blood. Yeah.
She drains his blood to and puts it in her. That's what we always said.
He is so gray. And yes, we were like, every time they would have like an argument, he would get up and storm off. I was like, he went to feed. He'll be back.
He's but looking better this
he's
season.
He's turned it around. He's turned it
around. It's cute anyway. Now. They y'all then we're meeting a new Silva. I don't know if she's an actual Silva. But we're talking with Cousin Shannon. We're FaceTiming with Cousin Shannon. And Shannon is, did you notice that even Shannon has a little raspy voice?
I was fascinated by this richer, fancier Miami cousin that's married to an NFL player. I was like, whoa, how come we've never seen her?
Yeah. Was it NFL or NBA? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know sports.
I don't know about sports.
I don't know nothing about no sports.
Yeah, he was just a big dude.
Yeah. And she's like, she's just chased her dreams. She's an entrepreneur. She's a mom. She's a mom-trepreneur.
I don't want Darcy to get jealous of her and her perfect life.
Now, as soon as she said that, as soon as Stacey said that, I went, of course that's going to happen. Because Darcy will be like, hey, look at Shannon and what she has. That's just what I want.
I want her life. How come she can't have this lifestyle?
And Stacey's right. Darcy is the ultimate comparer. That's why Stacey was afraid to tell her she got married.
Yes.
Because then Darcy would, I support what she's saying
there. She didn't want to tell her that they were trying to have a baby or anything.
No, because she would say, be nice to have a baby for me.
You just have twins and give me one. It's fine.
So they are, they're talking to Shannon. And they're like, oh, we're coming to Miami. She also has opened she called it a healthy fast food restaurant. I would like to know what this place was.
I would like some healthy fast food myself.
Me too. I love fast
Panera?
Food.
What is it? Is it tropical smoothie? Is it Panera? What is it?
Panera. Sorry, there's a leaf blower outside my apartment. It's usually not as loud, but I don't know what they're doing. Hopefully y'all can't hear it. I'll edit it out regardless. So let's talk about the next scene. Darcy is talking to Georgie, and they're basically saying, after their counseling appointment, and he's like, you're cold. He's like, oh, I love when you do little things like this. This is what we want. More of this.
She requires so little.
I know.
She
Isn't
requires
it upsetting?
So little. For him to go, are you cold, and give her the coat, that's what you're supposed to do. That's he does the bare minimum, and she just about tinkles in her pants. I mean,
it's almost like she says like, or he was like, do you want to eat? Should we go get food? Oh, it's so sweet for you to think about me.
He's so concerned about me. He could tell I'm wasting away because I'm sick with worry.
And he's like, I'm going to cook dinner for everybody. We clear up thing about me lying about giving massage.
I said massage, but I know me massage.
So, and of course they kiss at the end. So we think things are kind of, and I really do believe this. I think he does love her. I do. Ooh, you think it's a using kind of thing.
I think he wants to be on TV is what I think.
The Darcy and Stacey world is split for people who think Georgie loves her, or, and then you, who thinks like you do.
I think he likes her just fine. I don't think he wants to marry her. I mean, I think that it's a little bit like the Florian in the sense that he's a young guy. He probably saw his life differently, marrying someone, having kids, having this traditional situation that he grew up with. This is not what he signed up for. So I think it's okay for now.
But yeah.
No, I don't think he's in it for the long term. No.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think it is a, I think she is the best thing that's come along and he can use it for clout right now.
Right.
But I think there are feelings there, but it's very different than Stacey and Florian. I think Stacey and Florian are probably where to make it.
Yes. For some length of time. Yes. I do believe their marriage is real. Yes.
Yeah. So they are at their grilling. He's making lamb chops and Darcy's like, oh, you're just being so tender with the lamb. I'll be your lamb chop. It's going to be up to me.
Everything is sexual with them. Everything.
And it's so awkward at the same time. It's like, going to turn me around like on a grill?
It makes no sense. Like when he said, you'd be soft like kitty cat. And she's like, mm-hmm. What am I? I'm the dessert. I'm the cherries. And then I was like, what are you talking about?
It's just, it's awkward. That's why the show is cringe. Because they're trying so hard. And we watch going, they're not aware that this is bad. They're not aware that it's a little, ugh.
They're trying
or maybe
to
they
act.
Are.
They're trying to act.
They
have
are
had
trying
no
to
acting
act.
Lessons. Yes.
They're trying to act. Well, you know, they're not, they're because they were singers, as you know, in their past. And that hopefully we'll get to see the new premiere of We Do It Big, the single, which
I'm pretty sure we're going to be forced.
Now, still, this is my tinfoil hat theory. Okay. I don't think that song exists. I think that song was sent by a PR person that they had to learn right before Bears All.
and by learn, you mean not know the words at all? They had 16 glasses of champagne. I'm like, we can sing it. We can do it. Yeah. And we're in the club.
Pop them bottles in the pop. What's you saying, Darcy?
In the club. Okay, in the club. It was so bad. So bad.
I can't wait. I have Googled to try to find where that single is. There's no announcement for that single. Again, I don't think that single is real.
You didn't find it in your Spotify?
I did not find it in my Spotify.
Okay.
Although you can find My Pussy's Got Wi-Fi on Spotify.
Really?
And yes, and that song is 4.5 minutes long.
It's too long. You said the best line already. Yeah.
I know. So they are, Darcy's like, gotta keep it juicy like me. Ooh. And they are, Stacey and Florian show up and just stank face because Stacey's not having any of it. Even Florian is like, somebody who doesn't make my sister happy. Somebody no make sister happy. I no like.
He is so funny because he's like, I don't know. It happened so fast. Like they were like talking and now together, like she back at house and he's their apartment. Seemed fast. You chill, Stacey. Like, I mean, it's just like, he's right. It does seem really fast because I think that they never stopped filming. I think they just rolled into.
They didn't stop
they got
filming.
Home to Turkey. Yeah.
I think there's this idea now. What's happening a lot is they will film seasons with, because they didn't know how long they can keep COVID protocols. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the seasons would be filmed. That's exactly what they did with Selling Sunset. Seasons were filmed back to back because they did not know. They're like, we can't have people go away. And then, especially with crew, with all the crew they have. So they just kept, they did one season after the other.
So that they have it all in case the world gets shut down again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is why TV film, you guys, TV film, they are cockroaches. They will always survive. They will figure out a way. So that's the thing, you guys. Our reality TV shows are never going away. It's the ultimate job security for me and Mary Payne.
That's right. I was like, well, thank God.
So at the very end, they're just saying they're kind of talking back and forth. Stacey's like, I think you're lying, blah blah blah. I don't know. I don't think this is fair. And because Darcy's like, I think he's gonna come to Miami with us.
Yeah.
And Stacey's like,
new leaf, new page, new day, new dawn. Everything's new.
New calendar.
Everything's new. New fresh. Yeah.
And Stacey just like rolls her eyes. She's like, he doesn't deserve it, Darcy. And she says, well, it's my company too, Stacey. And she's like, I don't want to be around the drama! The drama! The drama!
They're like, drama, drama, drama. And what does he say? I took a screenshot of it. He's like, I no want no drama, no either no drama. He said like, no gonna want a drama like six times. He's like, yes. I either no want no drama, wanna go no
I either
drama.
Want no drama. Yeah. Yeah. We're to a point now that every scene that is dramatic is they keep saying, we don't want any drama. We don't. the complete absurdity of it all is not overlooked. And that's why I love this shit.
Well, that's just like dad had said at that lunch, like, I don't want any drama. And I was are there two giant cameramen filming you right now? Yes. There's going to be drama. That's
drama is necessary. That drama is the air you breathe.
You think the dad has had an opportunity to go back to China for his job and he's electing to stay to protect Aniko and Aspen from filming?
100%. I think Daddy Silva is the most stable thing in those girls' lives, and they love him so much. And yeah. I think Daddy Silva comes off as, I think the show would be a lot more chaotic without him. And I'm glad that he's there with those girls. And it's yeah. very grounding impulse. y'all, that is the show. Mary Payne, thank you so much for jumping in and talking about these messes with me.
Love it. I told you that you sent me a text that said, I don't know, do you guys watch Darcy and Stacey? I was like, is that a real question? Is that a real question? The highest level of our Patreon is called Darcy's Drinking
I didn't
Hour.
Know you were doing it on your Patreon. I knew what you did on your free feed. But like, this is so exciting to get to talk to an aficionado about.
Oh, we love it. We love it. When the ad came out for season two and it was them at those pink desks and they turned around, I was like, where's my remote? I had to like stop it and then record it and then record my television and then send it to Erin. I go, look what's happening. She's like, oh my God, they're powerful and strong. I was like, there they are. They're standing in their power. They've got pink phones. Yes. Boss babes, they're back, bitches. Yes. Oh my God.
It's everything. And they thought that ad was so cool. And we all scream and scream laughed.
We screamed at new face, who dis?
Yes.
Who is? Oh. But yeah. You know, Katie from A Date with Dateline was telling me that she can't watch it because she feels it upsets her. The body dysmorphia and all the
totally understand that. Yep.
Really upsets her. And she can't watch it, but she really, you know, roots for them, but she has to do it from afar. And I was like, because I was telling her like what we're covering. She was like, oh, I just can't watch it. It just makes me sad. I said, well, you're kind of missing out. It's a really funny show. And I said, and they don't look as nuts on TV, like in the day to day, like eating and talking, as they do on those ads where they look very like
the ads frozen. Make it look even worse. Yeah, I will say that. But it's always a fun time talking with you. Y'all check
Thank
out
you.
If you aren't listening, if you want another 90 day pod besides Cray Cray and ours, definitely try Pink Shade. It's Erin Martin and Mary Payne. And you guys, as you said on your free feed, you do Love After Lockup. What else? Anything else you guys do?
On the free feed, we also do on Thursdays, and we try to do it every Thursday, Bravo Breakdown. So like that's what Ryan's going to come on and talk with me this week about Bravo Breakdown. And then we put what we call lesser shows over on the Patreon, like Darcy and Stacey and the same
lesser life. Shows.
Lesser shows.
So y'all, the 90 day podcast community is the best one on earth. We love everybody in it, and we support each other, and we're so glad we have other people to talk about these big messes with. Anyway, Mary Payne, thank you so much. Y'all check us out on our live show coming in New York on the 28th and 29th. Go to our link tree via our Instagram for tickets. That is Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. And find us on TikTok. We're going nuts on TikTok. We hired a social person to do our TikTok because I was too old.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk after this because we have a TikTok and I've done a couple and they're very funny, if I must say. But it took me like a day and a half.
I kind of know how to do it, but it takes so long. It scares me because I'm old and it's hard to do something new. I get scared.
All right.
Mary Payne, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Y'all, we will see you next time. But remember, as we say, and you can say this with me or say it after us, if you're looking for something else in your life, don't just think about it. Manifest it.
Manifest it.
Manifest it. Be manifest strong. Manifest it. Be powerful.
Stay strong in your power.
Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.